The cook in Camp Pinos, where I spent many summers, taught us that when you take a piece of kugel from him, it's not a compliment. When you take a second piece, that's a compliment. So coming last night was one thing, and coming back tonight, something else. We'll try to now finish the second blot of Masechta Shkalim. I'm sure you all remember from last night how many prutas there are in a shekel.
192.
What?
192.
192 prutas in a
dinner.
In a dinner. And how many dinners in a shekel?
Four.
A shekel is four. However, a chatzi shekel, so it's funny, people learn the whole Masechta, and you wonder, how much does this mitzvah cost me? Like, they make such a big fuss over it, they take a mashkin for it, we're going to learn today. Now, how much does whole mitzvah cost? An entire mitzvah
384.
Is 384 prutis, about $3.84 for the whole mitzvah. All right, this
today,
is before.
Today,
a pruta is roughly a penny.
Today, $3.84 isn't money.
Yeah, if
when your father came to this country, $3.84
was money. My father came to this country a long time after the Churban, also. All right, you have to remember, a woman, Gahas Ksuba, was 200 zuz. This is a dinner. So a woman's Ksuba was 200, it was about $384. So this is... $3.84, about a little fraction of that, 1% of it. At any rate, we're on Gimel Amud Aleph, at the two dots that are about 10 lines down. For Yaitzin Afal Aklayim, we said on Chalamayid, you're allowed to do a Dover Aved, and a Chalamayid, they would go out to rip up any Klayim that was growing in a field. Like Var Yotzu Me'adar, but we already learned that Moshe went out in Adar. How long is it from Adar to Chamaya Pesach? The Gemara answers, Tiposer. Tiposer means the Gemara answers, or interpret it, Shahaisa Ashana Apela Veinat Smachim Nikarin, that the year the crop was late, and or the calendar was early, and by the time Purim came, nothing had grown yet. So then they went out on Chalamaya to catch the Klayim. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah, which had to do with marking the graves. I told you when we learned the Mishnah, the custom in the time of the Mishnayis was not to have a matseva like we have today. In the end of the Masechta, it talks about that their custom was not to have a matseva with a name, the way the minig is by Klal Yisrael today. The kfarim were marked with white plaster just so people don't become tameh. Minayin litzion. How do you know you mark kfarim? Reb Rechia, Reb Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov. We're going to have four lines of names. So in the Yerushalmi, it misses the Omar a lot of times. In Bavli, would say Reb Rechia, Omar, B'Shem, Reb Yaakov. Here, it's a list of names. Reb Rechia, Reb Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, said in the name of B'Shem Reb Chunya de Boras Charan. Reb Chunya, who came from Boras Charan. Or Reb Yossi, Amri lo Reb Yaakov Baracha, said it, B'Shem Reb Chunya de Baras Chavron. Or Reb Chizkiah and Reb Uziah, Breder Reb Chunya de Beis Charan. B'Shem Reb Chunya de Beis Charan. So there are three versions of who said it. He said, Tomei Yikra. It says in the Pasuk, Tomei Yikra, we darshin k'deisha te'a tuma, kaira l'cha v'piya, v'ymeris l'cha praish. The tuma should call out to you and say, Price, get away from me, don't become Tameh. So that was the sign that was made. Now you all know Kayanim have to stay away from a Beis HaKvaris. In the time that Tara was Nayig, Yisraelim also stayed away. There's always a mitzvah to eat Cholin al Taras HaKadosh. Even somebody who's not going to the Beis HaMikdash, there's always a mitzvah to be Tar. And therefore people stayed away from Tuma. Reb Ila B'Shem Reb Shua Bar Nachman said a different makar. Va'avru ha'ivrim be'eretz, v'ra'a etzem adam, u'bana etzloi tzion. Says those who passed through the land saw a bone of a person and built next to it tzion, a marker. We're going to dash into five words. Etzem adam, u'bana etzloi tzion. We dash in as follows. Etzem, v'kanshem etzainin alo atzamais. From here that you should make a mark with his body. Now it talks about atzamais, the bones, as opposed to the flesh. We'll see why later. Adam, mikanshem etzayin ala shajiv ugugailas. That even if it only has a part of the Adam, the spine and a skull, that's also metame. It's also metame ba'ayhol. I once had a call from a kayin that was a medical school. He called me, he said, you gotta answer this one quick. He came into class, and the teacher brought a skull, a real human skull, into the classroom to demonstrate the way the teeth, Dr. Firework, you remember something like that? They had skulls in your days, yeah. So, I imagine now they use plastic, but anyway, he called me that a real skull. And he asked me, is the skull metame ba'ayhol? Well, it says in the Gemara many places, Shedra v'gulgailas, the spine and the skull is metame. Rashi, in different places, says either it means the spine and the skull together. In other places, the spine or the skull. Which means the skull is metame by itself. But I asked him if the skull was whole. So he said, no, it had a big hole in the back of the head. To mount it, there was a hole. And it says that if the skull is not complete, if it's missing something the size of a coin, that it's not metame ba'ayhol, still metame ba'maga. So even though I didn't know if the skull was a Jew or a guy, there's no yarmulke on it, but even if it was a Jew skull, it had a hole in the back, so it was not metame ba'ayhol. But anyway, the Gemara says, mekantra mitzayinin al shedra v'gulgailas, l'chaykis v'shayinim, it means a skull and a spine, or one or the other, that are metame ba'ayhol.
Just one bone, then for sure.
Atzamais means a body.
The whole body?
Yeah, it means it's just an expression for the whole body. And then the miyot says even for less than the whole body. That's what we darshim sukkim. The smaller chiddush, then the bigger chiddush. Ubana, mekansha mitzainen al gabi evan kavua. When you put this plaster, put it on a stone that's mechuber. Im oimerat al gabi evan telusha, if you're going to make a mark on a stone that's not connected to the ground, someone's going to kick the stone, and people will think this tumah somewhere else, and it will come to a mishal. They'll burn kachim because it was there. So, memelo, you make the mark on something permanent. Etzlai. The next word in the pasuk was etzlai. What did it say? Ubana etzlai tzion. So, today, a matzeva is over the mace. That's why we do it. That's why we always do it. But they, who didn't want people to stumble upon tumah, they didn't pour the white marker on the place of the body, but etzlay, right next to it. So someone had to step on it, notice it, he'd still be tar. It's right before the kever. Ubana etzlay lamakim tahara. Near the place where the white plaster was poured, it was still tar. So someone would step on it, notice it, he'd still be tar. So they would do it on both sides, the Gemara is going to say, on both sides of the kever. Tzion, lekan letzion, this is the idea of making a mark. Umotza even achas mitzuyenes. What happens if you find, now a kever should have this white plaster on both sides of it. If you do it next to it, you got to do it on both sides. If you find even achas mitzuyenes, just one stone with the white plaster, alpha b'shem mekayimin kein, even though that's not the right way to make it, you have to make it on both sides. Hamal olah tamei, ani aimer meis mitzuyan v'yanasin tachteha. We assume that this plaster was poured directly over the mace. The person didn't do it on the two sides. If there's only one, we assume it's over it. Hayushtayim, hamal olah tamtar. You have two lines of the white plaster. So in itself is tar, beinayim tamei, between the two is tamei. Imhaya chayresh beintayim, if you have two marks of white and in between it's not a kever, it's a place they're planting, they're plowing, harien ki yichidiyais, we assume that two individual kvarim, beinayim tar, sivaseyim tamei, between them is tar, sivaseyim, assuming sivaseyim means around the middle, it's tar. Tani emet sainin al habasar. I told you we'll get back to, why does it say bones? You make a mark where there are bones. Why bones? Because bones last a long time. Nothing lasts forever. But bones remain a long time. Flesh decomposes, usually within the year, the flesh is totally decomposed. So emet sainin al habasar. We don't make a mark in a place where flesh of a person is buried without bones. Why? Shamin nesachal abasar. What's going to end up happening? You're going to make a mark. So right now it's good. The kainim and Yisrael, nobody's going to go there. But it's going to stay there for 100 years, or 20 years, or 10 years. And people are going to think it's tumah. They're going to burn taharis because it comes into contact. So therefore, on Basar itself, we don't make a mark. Reb Yusta bar Shunim, Boi Kamei Reb Mona, V'loi Nimtza, Mitamei Taharis L'mafreya. If V'loi Nimtza, if you go and you know there's nothing there, Mitamei Taharis L'mafreya, you're going to be Mitamei the Taharis back. What he's saying is that if you're not going to pour plaster where the meat is, so later on you find meat, isn't going to end up causing tar things to be tameh. Better mess up temporarily and don't mess up la'ilam long term where there is basar that it's going to be metameh.
Why didn't people bury these bodies underground? And it's a designer, I would think, to leave these bodies above ground.
This is below ground.
This is all below ground.
The tziyunim are plaster above ground. The body is underneath.
So
but it's metameh ba'il. If someone goes over it, it's metameh. If someone steps over it, then it is metameh.
They didn't daven the Kibrei Mason in those days.
They didn't daven.
By Kibrei Mason. They didn't have yard sites.
Maybe they did.
But I
think. We're talking now about people traveling. Someone wants to go to a kever, he can go. We're talking about people stumbling upon a kever and becoming tameh where he didn't want to become tameh. So that's the idea that we're talking about. The minhag today to bury parts of a human body that are removed sometimes when a person's alive, like Elena, for whatever reason, a person has a kidney removed, or a person has in my case, I had a femur bone removed, replaced with a metal rod. So what do you do with the bone? Does it have to be buried? So Al-Pidin, it doesn't have to be buried. Yet, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Luchas Chalamai, it happens to be, the minhag to bury parts of a human body. Ramesh in a tshuva, Ramesh has a number of tshuvas on the topic. In one tshuva he explains that the minhag to bury parts of a human body that are removed is because of tumah. Because since these things are metameh, today tumah is only noyeh to kayanim, but it used to be a very prevalent thing. So therefore, the burial would take place, they would bury parts of the body that fell off. There's a makar in Tanakh, Reb Chaim, where in Tanakh? Yiftach HaGiladi.
Yeah.
Yiftach, who's the Avtoira, Parshas Chukas, Yiftach HaGiladi, Hoya Gibar Chayil. So he, at the end of his life, for whatever reason, was punished. He had a disease where parts of his body had to be amputated. And it says, because when he was buried, it says he was buried in the mountains of Yehuda. So he's buried in one mountain of Yehuda. But he, unfortunately, because he suffered from this type of disease, he's buried in many places. And there we learn that, that body parts, basam and achai, that becomes disconnected, that's right to be metama, is supposed to be buried. Ramesh's masbir, it's not a din in burying, it's a din in tumah to avoid tumah.
How about a miscarriage?
A miscarriage is also, the minhag is to bury it.
What?
Any miscarriage after there's flesh, after there's meat, which is usually after 40 days, after 6 weeks, the minhag is to bury it, not tell the parents where it's buried. As a matter of fact, the minhag is that before burial, to give a name. The Chevra Kedisha gives a name. If it's a male that has an arla, we can remove the arla. That's a lot of mayalim or starting out practice on that.
Stillborns.
And on stillborns. But the minhag is to bury, and it's usually they bury it in the Beisak Forest in the corners or under the walkway. They dig on the side. But they bury it in the Yiddisha Beisak Forest. What?
The arla is also there, no?
Presumably, it's a part of the mess, yeah.
What do they mean, the two sides of the kever here? Kever has all sides, I mean.
Yeah, well, it's true, but if you think of a kever, which is long and narrow, if you pour plaster on the two sides, you're covering the top and bottom as well, pretty much. Right? If you pour plaster on two sides, you're pretty much marking it off. It would be better, I guess, to do a full rectangle, but that's the idea. All right, but to be metama ba'ayil, it's either shadr v'gulgailas or roiv binyan v'roiv minyan of the body. The bones, a bone is metama by touching even kasayri, even the size of a barleycorn. But to be metama ba'ayol, you need either rive binyan, rive of the skeleton, or rive minyan, rive of the number of bones, even if it's not rive of the mass, of the total of the bones to be metama ba'ayol. Okay. Now the Mishnah digresses to the topic of klayim. We said that they used to go around ripping out the klayim. So you had farmers who had klayim growing in their fields. What does that mean? You know, things grow spontaneously. You can plant wheat and other seeds fall. The job of the farmer is to rip it out. But Bezdin used to send around people to make sure there's no klayim. So what did they do? So listen to this. Originally, the Bezdin Shluchim went, they ripped out, let's say they came to a vineyard, and there were grapes growing. So they just ripped the grapes out of the earth and leave it there. Now, the farmer was happy, because, first of all, he didn't have to hire someone to weed it, to clean up his field. The Bezdin's people did it, and they even left him the grapes to eat. So it was good. Afterwards, they started ripping out the vines and throwing it on the road. So Memela, the farmer, if he was interested in it, would rip it up himself. Then that didn't work. Hiskinu shiyum afkirin es kol asada. Finally, they just got fed up with these people that are not taking care of their fields. And if the shluchim went around and they found the field with klayim, then Bezdin was mafkir the whole field. I imagine that worked. So once upon a time, they had a Bezdin. It wasn't a liberal society. They're very tough, right? They caught you with klayim. They were mafka the whole field. The Gemara explains what we just learned. First, the shluchim will rip up the klayim and just leave it in the field. So the farmer was happy. First of all, they did menachesh to pull out the weeds. Mm-hmm. They pulled out what doesn't belong there. So he got free work. Secondly, they got to eat whatever was pulled up. So, Misharabu Avra Avera is explaining the Mishnah. Misharabu Avra Avera, Yimashlich al Adrachim. So, afterwards, they would take what they uprooted and throw it on the roads. Avopikain, Hoysmechin, Shuimanachshu, so they say it. So, they didn't have the benefit of the food, but they had the benefit of free work. The workers of Bezdin would for free come and rip it up. And presumably that worked. Now I want to ask you a question. How do you learn this Mishnah? First, they ripped it up, and they ripped it out, and they left it in the field. Then they ripped it out and threw it on the road. Then they were mafka the field. In the third stage, what did they do? They ripped it out, and they were mafka the field? Or they left it there, and they were mafka the field? It's not clear. It's not clear from the Mishnah. If in the third stage of the Takana, they were still ripping things out and being mafker, or if they were just being mafker. It's a little unclear what exactly they did.
I would say they did both, because if the problem was that there were a lot of sinners and they ate it, if they had just been mafker it, they might still
have had. Herbie says maybe they did both. It could be they both, could be they did one. It's not clear from the Mishnah, the Mefarshim here, exactly what they did. Let's learn the next Gemara. We'll see if we have a little mashmais. Menayin shefke bezin hefker. Now this is, there's a parallel Gemara in Gittin. It says, how do you know Bezin has the power to make things hefker? How do you know it's so? So the Gemara here brings the same Gemara, the same pasuk that's brought there. Diksiv, v'chala shelo yovei l'shloisha sayamim. Anybody who doesn't show up in 3 days, it's a great story in Ezra. Yeah. In Ezra, Ezra goes up to Eretz Yisrael. This is during the Bayisheni. Now Ezra did not go up in the beginning of the Bayisheni. Gemara says that as long as his Rebbe, Baruch ben Neriah, was alive in Bavel, Baruch ben Neriah was an old man, he couldn't travel. As long as Baruch ben Neriah is alive, he didn't go to the Bayisheni. So the Bayisheni was built without Ezra. As a matter of fact, in the book of Ezra, you heard of the book of Ezra? You hear about it? Oscar just published it recently. Ever heard of it? Right? I'm joking, I'm serious. Well, one of the books of Tanakh is Ezra. So in the book of Ezra, Ezra's name doesn't appear till the seventh parak. Because, he didn't come up. When he comes up, he finds things that he doesn't like. And he announces a meeting, everybody has to come. And when Ezra does things, he does them in a grand scale. Ezra announced that everybody has to show up in 3 days at the Beis HaMikdash. We're having a big meeting. And if you don't show up, everything he owns becomes hefker. And he won't be considered part of the kahal of the community that came up to Eretz Yisrael from the Galus. So you can bet they all showed up. How could Ezra make everything hefker? So from here we learn out that Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that Ezra had a right to make things Hefker. Now, in the yeshiva world, when we learn about Hefker Bezdin Hefker, there's a Chakira which goes back to the Machne Ephraim, it goes back to the early Achrayim. The question is, what power does Bezdin have to make things Hefker? Does Bezdin only have the power to declare it ownerless, to say that anyone could take it? Or does Bezdin have the power to actually change the ownership? To say, it's not yours, it's yours. In other words, does Bezdin have the power to tell people what to do? Bezdin could say, anyone could take this. No consequences, you could take it. There's no, not, you're not stealing, you're not over on anything. That's obviously smaller chiddush. Or is Pshat and Hefker Bezdin Hefker that the thing that Bezdin is mafkir actually no longer has its owner. Nafkamina, Lamashal. Let's say somebody owns chametz. And for whatever reason, Bezdin declares it Hefker. And no one took it yet. And Pesach is coming. Is it still his? Klapi Shmaya Galia, no one did a Kenyan. It still is. And no one takes it. So he's still Mechuyev to burn it before Pesach. Because Hefker, according to the first Pshat, doesn't change facts, doesn't change ownership. It's just what you're allowed to do. Or, maybe not. Maybe when Bezdin makes it Hefker, they could be Mefkia, the ownership of the Bailim. That's the Shaila. The Ksais HaChayshin has a Mahalach, that Hefker stays the person's thing until someone else takes it. That's the Ksais's approach. Be that as it may, this next line of Gemara is very Geschmack based on all this. There are two ways to learn Hefker. Either it's still the owner's, just people could take it, or else it's not the owner. So look at the next line. Menayin she pturim in a maisris. How do you know that Hefker Bezdin Hefker is pater for maiser? What's a shayla? All Hefker is pater in a maiser. The answer is, there's a tzad that the owner still owns it. So maybe, if the owner still owns it, no one took it, maybe it's chayiv in maisris. So the Gemara has a limud. How do you know that Hefker Bezdin Hefker makes something pater for maiser? He learned it out of the following din. Now listen to this. It's a totally left field, a totally different din, and from this he's gonna learn out the din of Hefker Bezdin. You don't have an Iberia, a year with an extra Adar, loy bishvius, not on Shemitah. Why don't you make an extra month in Shemitah?
Can't work.
It's a big difficulty. It's hard enough. 12 months you don't work in your field. 13 months. So you don't do it on Shemitah. V'loy b'mitzvah Shemitah. It's not the year after Shemitah. Why? So the Gemara will say soon because of Chodesh. Because they can't eat the new crop until they bring the Omer. So you don't want to make an extra month. Now, v'yimivruah harizem uberes. But if Bezdin eat in a month to Shemitah, then it is, then it's chal. So now Shemitah is chayiv ma'aser. You all know Shemitah is potter from Trumas ma'aseres. So the Gemara says chaydish echad shu ma'asim le'potter ma'aseres. Who isn't it potter from ma'aser? We see Hefker Bezdin Hefker can make something potter from ma'aser. Why? Because when Bezdin adds a month, there's an extra month of Hefker fruit, and it's chayiv, it's potter from ma'aser. What do you say to the raya? You like the raya? What's going on? The Gemara is saying, since Bezdin can make a 13th month of of Shemitah, and it's gonna come out Pata for Meiser. You see, Bezdin, Hefka Bezdin, Hefka can make things Pata for Meiser. What?
It's an indirect, indirect result.
Making it a Nibiyar, it makes it Hefka, it makes it a
Nibiyar.
It's a Nibiyar. So the Gemara will soon reject this Raya. Because what Raya is it? Bezdin has the power to make an extra month. Memela, it's Pata. That's not Hefka Bezdin, Hefka. So the Gemara will soon reject this Raya. But first, let's see what the Gemara digresses to talk about it. Ad Kedoy Shvius. I understand till now, Shemitah, you don't want to have an extra month of Shemitah. Wait, so Shvius Mai. Why don't you want to make an extra month to the year after Shemitah? Reb Avun, Rabbein, Shalayla Rabbi Spiser Chadash. Because of Chadash, even though Chutzlar is not everyone's Nai Chadash, now it's Israel. Chadash is Mikra Adin. So you don't want to have an extra month, a new crop, it's the year after Shemitah. Shemitah itself, you have minimal crops. You don't have enough wheat. Now the new year, you can't eat the new crops until Pesach. So you're going to make two Adars, it's going to be a long time till it's Mutter. So Shalai the Rabbis, Bisr Chadash. Reb Ze'era, Bishem Reb Elaza, Hadadat Omer, Ad Shalai Hitta Rebbe. This which you just said, is Ad Shalai Hitta Rebbe, Lehevi Yorak, Michutzala Oretz La'aretz. There was a time they did not import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because when you transport vegetables, you'll get the earth going along with it. A tree, you pick a fruit, you don't want the tree. You pick vegetables, you pluck up the whole thing with part of the vine. You'll end up earth of Chutz La'aretz coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now, earth of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. Chazal goes to Tumah and Eretz Amim. So the minig was not to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was matir, the old Gezerah, he was matir, there was a need. So he was matir bringing in vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now obviously, once you're matir bringing vegetables and wheat from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to solve the Chadosh problem. Because you'll import, Kozman you couldn't import, there wasn't enough wheat to go around. Shemitah you couldn't plant, and you have to wait now for the new crop until the Omer. So the Gemara says, "Hadodat Omar actually hit the Rebbe Levi Yerek Mechutzlaris Laretz." This concern is until Rebbe was matir. Avol Mishi hit the Rebbe Levi Yerek Mechutzlaris Laretz. He shvius he shall shashnei ashvua. Once he was matir, there's no difference. Now he shvius means he might say shvius he shall shashnei ashvua. There's no difference with say shvius or the other years. They're all the same. They could all be in Ibiyar. All right. Now even though they are two dots, we're really still in the middle of the sugya. What do we say? How do you know Hefka Bezdin Hefka is Pata from Trumas and Maestris? So we had this dubious Raya, the Raya from an Ibiyar. Since you can make an Ibiyar, it's a Raya that Hefka Bezdin Hefka makes you Pata from Maestris.
Why are they punishing the Levium?
What?
Why are they punishing the Levium?
They weren't punishing the Levium.
They're making
their fields heavier,
and they're not...
Yeah, okay, the reason that Hefka Bezdin is Pata from Maestris is because the Levium can get the whole thing, not just 10%. Once it's Hefker, Levium can get it also. Mm-hmm. And that's why Hefker is Pot.
Levium lining up at the door.
The Levium were lining up, alright. Some of us were. Amr Amana, Hadadat Amr Brishayna Shayashan Mikiti Kunam. This which you just said is originally when things were good. We know when the Beis Hamikdash stood, the crops in Eretz Yisrael were more blessed. The Gemara says that all the produce of Eretz Yisrael was more blessed, and it went down a darga after the Chorban. And whenever I learned this, I always think about pomegranates. Like pomegranates, I don't know if anybody here likes pomegranates, but it's nothing to write home about. I mean, you know, it's not like a good Danish or something, right? The pomegranate. So here the Jews are going into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives them good news. You're going to have dates, and figs, and pomegranates. So, like, you know, I don't know, my kids are not going to go jumping for dates, figs, and pomegranates. So Gemara says that when Eretz Yisrael was the way it was, before the Chorban, they had a full bracha, the stuff was really good. I know some people like it today, too. But however you like it today, it was really good then. Right. I still can't figure out what to do when I make Shechiyanu. What do you do when you eat a pomegranate, exactly?
What? On your shirt.
You put it on your shirt. Like, I don't know. There are people who like it, and... I don't know. It was the funniest thing. On Avenue O, the corner of Coney Island Avenue, a couple of years ago, some Koreans bought the fruit store. They bought it right after the summer. So we went by after Rosh Hashanah. They had a big sale on pomegranates because the pomegranates are going like crazy. The Jews came back from the country, and all the Jews are buying pomegranates. They stocked up on pomegranates. Rosh Hashanah passed, and they're stuck. You know, they had all these cases of pomegranates outside. But this idea that Eretz Yisrael before had a bigger bracha is what the Gemara is referring to. It says when the years were kitikunam, so then the wheat of the post Shavuos. Right, you're talking now the post-Shemitah year. Now, you don't want to make an extra Purim. You want to be able to eat the wheat. That means the wheat grew already by Pesach. Now, when's it growing? The winter, things don't grow. The winter, it rains. So when do things grow? In the end of the winter, in April and May. So by Pesach, you don't have wheat. So what are you worried about making an extra month and pushing off the Chadash? So the Gemara says, when the years were kitikunam, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and the crops had a bracha, and before Pesach you already had wheat, then you didn't make an extra month in Mitzray Shviyas. Aval Asher, Shein HaShanim kitikunam, he Shviyas, he Shar Shnei HaShvua. There's no difference any year of Shemitah, because it doesn't change anything. Tani Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Ibrua B'Mitzray Shviyas Miad. Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they made it the year after Shemitah because it doesn't matter. Now we come back to our underlying question. How do you know Hefker is Pater for Meiser? Because, you can add a month to Shemitah. Sakti Gemara, Omer Reb Avain, in min hadah, if from this, less at Shmami Naklum, if you want to bring a raya, Hefker Bezdin, is Pater from Shemitah because you can make a 13th month, that's no raya. Shmoras chaydish aviv. Shemru shiyaviyu bichidushai. It's a gzeres hakosav that you're allowed to add a month. You're not allowed. You're obligated. Why do we add a month? Because we have to make sure Pesach comes out in the spring. So it's not a raya hefka bezden hefka is part. It's not hefka bezden hefka. It's a shmoras chaydish aviv, a mitzvah to add an extra month. So the raya is no good. Back to the drawing board. How do you know that Hefker is Pata for Meiser? So Vahaida Omarda. So I'll bring you a better raya from this. Godish Shaloi Loikate. If you have a farmer, if you have a farmer, Dogish Loikate, if you have a farmer who didn't leave Leket for the Aniyim. So you have piled up wheat in a place where they didn't, in a farmer who didn't do Leket. So Chazal made a knas on such a farmer. In the silo, the bottom level of the silo, hefker bez nehefker. They made a knas that it's hefker. Vomer Abami, b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, the Beishamai, hefker laniim is hefker that goes like Beishamai. Dike Beis Hillel aniim achlenu meisrim. So according to Beis Hillel, it wouldn't be part of a meiser. Vomer Reb Yosi, shemanu shu part of a meiser. Devrei Akel. Mishum Knasa. We're saying it's Beishamai. And it's Hefker. La'aniyim. Beishamai hold you can be mafka things just for aniyim. Beisil holds no such thing. Either mafka for everybody, or else it's not Hefker. Someone wants to say, this is Hefker only for people in this room. So we passing that's not Hefker. Hefker has to be for everyone. But Lamaisa was saying, the light Beishamai, it was Hefker and it was Pata for Meiser. So we see, Hefker best in Hefker could make that something should be Pata for Meiser. That's what we see from this raya. So we end up with this Makar and the Gemara. So the digression to Klayim is actually digressing to the din of Hefker. So we learned Hefker bez Nehefker from the story of Ezra, and Hefker bez Nehefker Pata from Klayim, from Meisris, from this Knas that they made. Okay, now we go back to Masechta Shkalim. Mishnah Gimel. In the Yerushalmi, it's Halacha Gimel. It's just the style. Each Mishnah is called New Halacha. Mishnah. All right, what do we say? In Adar, they sent out messengers to tell people to give Machzis HaShekel. Now we go through the schedule. B'chamisha Asar Bay, on the 15th day, Purim time, Shulchanos Hayu Yashvim B'Medina. They would set up tables. Now the tables here, a shulchani in the Gemara is a banker. A cholfi he's called. Someone who trades money. So they would set up Like you have people selling Hashanis in the street before Hashanah Rabbah. So before you had to give Matzah Shekel, they set up bankers b'Medina. Now, so Machlokes here, Medina means all over Yerushalayim, for those that walk the regel, or it means all over the country, all over Eretz Yisrael. So on the 15th, they set up bankers to take the money. B'chafhei yashvul b'migdash. From the 25th of Adar, they set it up in the Migdash, or Yerushalayim. Mishayashu b'Migdash eschilu l'mashkein. Now this was a no-nonsense bezdin. They said, you gotta give Matzah Shekel, we need your money by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They didn't wait till you were overdue and send it to a collection agency. What they did is 5 days before it was due, they sent someone to your house to take a mashkin. Now, Mischof Hey, on the 25th day of Adar, Yashu b'Migdash, Mishyashu b'Migdash, Eschilu l'Mashkein. They went to people's homes, and they took a mashkin. All this for $3.84, right? For 384 prutas, which obviously was money in those days. But for the Matzah Shekel, they needed the money, Baruch Chodesh Nissen. So they took a mashkin. Esmim a mashkinin. Now, from who did they take a mashkin? Leviim. You notice who's missing. No Kayanim here, we'll see in a minute. Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avadim, Shukhrarim, Avaloi, Noshim, Avadim, Uktanim. But not women, slaves, and children. We'll talk about exactly what a cotton is in a minute. B'chol cotton, Shehizchel Aviv Lishkal Al Yadai, Shuvei Nepaisik. But once a father started giving for his child who's a cotton, he can't stop. Now this is a Shulchan Aruch. Where is this a Shulchan Aruch? In Ilchus Purim. It says, when you do Matzah Shekel here in Shul, the Matzah Shekel is this Matzah Shekel. So it says the same thing. You're not mechuyev to do Matzah Shekel for a child. But if you do it for a child, shuvei nepaisik. You're not allowed to stop. Once you do it 1 year, you have to do it every year. So we have here a chiddush. We have people that are potter for Matzah Shekel, the Noshim Avadim Uktanim, yet they're allowed to give anyway. Mm. What does that mean? They're not obligated in the carbon musaf. Well, what is this money? The money goes into the lishka and it pays for the carbon musaf, the carbon seabor. So saying now, Nashim Avadim Ketanim are potter, but if they give, they're allowed to be a shutif. It's very important.
They don't give the
father. The father gives for the cotton, right? And what then they're allowed to be, that money is included. Now, there happens to be, there are achrayim, the tzlach holds that women shouldn't daven musaf. Why? Why should women daven musaf? Women are potter from carbon musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes, the tzlach, I think the Magen Gibayrim. Magen says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says that women, if they want to give, they're allowed to give to the karbanos. Mm-hmm. So they're allowed to give. Now everyone holds that ladies are potter from musaf. It's machlokes if they're allowed to daven. It's just an interesting thing. The ladies come to Shul Shabbos, they do all the things they don't have to do. Like everything they do is like upside down. Right? They should say brachis in the morning. The Magen Avraham says they're supposed to say karbonis too, which they probably have their husband's minig and they don't do. And shachris, Shemayin Esrei, they're supposed to do. So what do the ladies do? They come for benching Rish Chaydish. Ladies are zichet nam b'chuyiv and benching Rish Chaydish. They come for Mosif. Ladies are b'chuyiv and Mosif. You know, it's a very strange thing. Like the Yetzirah makes sure that if your wife comes to shul Mosif time, she should daven the shachris, Shemayin Esrei. If she daven shachris, she can daven Mosif. Mosif, it's a machlokes if she's allowed to daven. Zichen not mechuyev to daven. Shachris, women are mechuyev to daven shachris. Some bakasha in the morning. So musif now. Now that machlokes musif is totally in this Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says that noshim avodim uktanim are not mechuyev, but the Gemara say that if they want they could give. So that's when we are, the paiskim we follow, we all women are allowed to daven musif, which is a carbon seaboard that's paid for with ishkala. What?
The only says cotton.
Yeah, but the Gemara will say that it goes in all three. I mean that the kokon shehiskol. We'll see in a minute, the Gemara. Now, what? It paid for the carbon tamid also. Shachris is not the carbon tamid. It's keneged tamidim. Musif is purely a carbon filler. Shachris, even though it's keneged tamidim, it's not a tamid carbon. We don't mention anywhere the carbon in Shachris, in Musaf we mentioned the carbon. Shachris we don't mention the carbon. It's keneged tamidim that we daven three times a day, but it's not the tamid. We say karbanis, we say the carbon tamid in the morning before we daven. Now what about kayanim? What's going on with the kayanim? Eim mashkin in a kayanim ibn dake shalom. Now we all know that kayanim sometimes get upset. So the kayanim, you're going to tell them, pay. Then what do you mean pay? I do all the work. Why should I pay? Now really, they have a mitzvah to pay. But bnei dake shalom, we don't force them. If they don't want to pay, we don't start up with them. Om Rebbe Yehuda, heyed ben buchri biyavna, kol kayin sheshekel, einei chaytei. If a kayin gives a shekel, it's a good thing, nothing wrong. Om Rebbe Yechem Ritzakei, loiki. El kol kayin sheinei shekel chaytei. If a kayin doesn't give a shekel, he's doing something wrong. Kayin is supposed to give. El kayinim darshan mikrazela atzman. The kayinim darshan the following pasuk for their own benefit. Listen to this. B'chol michas kayin kol tia loy seichel. There's a din of a kayin brings a mincha. If a Yisrael brings a mincha, what happens to the mincha?
They eat it again.
How much gets burnt? A kaimitz. Everything else is eaten. If a kayin brings a carbon, it's all burnt. So the Kayanim said, we're going to give a shekel. If we give a shekel, then we're a shuttif in the mincha, and it has to be totally burnt. And we know that it's not totally burnt. So the Kayanim darshan for themselves. If you're going to give the Kayanim, I'm going to give for it. How is it going to be eaten? So they darshan the Kayanim, and I'm a chayiv in machzis a shekel, but they're wrong. Why are they wrong? So the Gemara says. First, the Gemara deals with ketanim. Eimim mashkin es ketanim. Holetvaya toivim. Five states they're supposed to give. Hey, we mund them. We just have to take a mashkin. How did the tema b'shevi shtei saris? That's if he already has two hears, which show that he's a gadol. Avalim lo yevi b'saris loy. But if he didn't, then we don't. Loy b'da. Ulamashkin, eim a mashkin, and afal bishavi be saris. But if you brought shtei saris, we don't take a mashkin. Kain, kini masnisin, eim a mashkin as a kainim, and they dakish shalom. Like it says in the Mishnah about kainim that we don't take. Now here I have to explain. A cotton all over Shas is 13 years old. Here, every mafirish on the side of the page, and in the Mishnayis, says it means a 20 year old. It says here, that it's 20 years old. Why? Because otherwise it's very hard to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you're over 20, we take a mashkin. Under 20, you brought shtei saris, you have a mitzvah or no mashkin. So if it's under 13, what does it mean you have a mitzvah? So it must mean under 20, and from 13 to 20, it's a mitzvah, but we don't force you. If to 20, we force you. What's 20? Where does 20 come into play? Alright, we find in the Beis HaMikdash the idea of an age of 20. We find that in Shemayim, you don't need a kapara till 20. Or we find that in the Kainim and Levim, the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't start till they didn't even practice till they were 20. So 20 is an age. The exception to this is the Rambam. The Rambam says 13 years old. He says, the Mashmois HaRambam is 13. All the other Mepharshim say 20. And the Rambam says 13. I mentioned to you yesterday. The machlokes is the Rambam and the other Rishayim regarding the mitzvah machzis hashekel. The other Rishayim learn machzis hashekel is a kachim dikadin. It's a din for karbanis. The Rambam holds, no, there are two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, like you shake a lulav on sukkis. There's a mitzvah to give a machzis hashekel in time. It's a separate mitzvah. Besides that, it's used for kachim. So the understanding is, the Rambam l'shitasai. If you hold, it's just a Beis HaMikdash Dikadin. In the Mikdash, we find age of 20. If you learn, it's a Ma'ir Dikadin. It's like a Pesach and Sukkot, and it's a 13-year-old Dikadin. The Kasha is still a Kasha, the Gra here by Merrickson on the side, that if it's 13 years old, if cotton means under 13, what does it mean, Teveya? We still ask them for money. That's the downside of the Rambam Shita. If they're Shtei Saris, under 13, we still ask them for money. That's the downside of Shita Sarabah. Let's move on to the Kayanim. Today, Mashas Kem Nedaka Derech HaKavid. Om Reb Yehuda Heyit. Om Reb Brachia. Tamad Reb Yechon Menzakei. Yechon Menzakei says Kayanim do have to give. Zayitnu. Zay is Gematria. 12. Zayitnu is 12. Yud Beishvatim Yitnu. Rav Tevi b'shem Rav Amnuna, Kemashiv and Chachamim l'Rav Yehuda. This is the reason. What's with the Taina? The Taina was, a Kayin gives, it's Kulei Kalil. The Mincha should be totally burnt. What do you answer to that? So they answered, Chatas Yachid Mesa. A Chatas of a Yachid dies. If a Yachid dies, his carbon dies. Ein Chatas Siba Mesa. But let's say you had a million people gave Shkalim. You have a Chatas, and one of the people who gave dies. The rule is, a carbon whose owner dies, the carbon dies. But not by the tzibur. The tzibur is a separate essence by itself. In other words, a yachid is an individual. You can have five people chip in for a carbon, it's a carbon of five yachidim. A tzibur doesn't die. A tzibur is something else. Enchat a tzibur mesa. Minchas a yachid kreva. The mincha of a yachid is brought kolil, is totally burnt if he's a kayin. It's not the kayin, it's not a shutif, it's a tzibur. You're tying back to these kayanim that a carbon of a tzibur is not like a carbon of a yachid. Then I'm either to that. Did not sheichat tzibur mesa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with all you side. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no concept of tzibur. It's just a shutvis. Vu meisiv lan zu le nidves yachidi. Vina mesivin lei kibish nidves le tzibur kamaish nidves tzibur. That Reb Yehuda, who went along with the Kayanim, he said it's a shutfis of many, many people. Reb the Chachamim, who held that there's no excuse for the Kayanim, they say it's a nidvas tzibur, it's something totally different. Ksiv kolo ivar al apkudim, anybody who passes through the counters, Reb Yehuda Mechem Yechadam kol de ovar biyama yitain, anybody who passes through the Yamsuf gives a shekel, Kayanim levim Yisraelim. Only those who are counted give, not the kayanim. If you say it's whoever went through Yam Suf, it's a raya kayanim achayiv. Say only those who are counted give, misayi leben bukhri. It's a raya to the kayanim who said, we're potter, we weren't over alapkudim. End of sugya. I have a ha'ara here. I didn't find who is it. I have a aura. You know, the Chazal say, kol ha-dayrish la'atzmai dayrish, right? People always look for a tear for themselves. So I have a problem. How's the Gemara ending up? There's a man diyamar kainim achayiv, a man diyamar kainim apata. The one who says it's chayiv, is anybody who went through the yamsuf is chayiv? Kainim achayiv. The one who says kainim apata is kol ha-ivar ha-lapkudim, whoever was counted. I'm a Levi. What about Leviim? What's from this Gemara? The Mishnah said Leviim achayiv. But if you darshin that only those shvatim that were counted achayiv, Levim should be potter. So what's pshat here in this last line of Gemara?
Levim were counted separately, right?
Kayin and Levim were both counted separately. They weren't over al apkudim. So, I don't know. I'm leaving you with the kasha because I don't know an answer. That's right. So Levim, well, those who hold kayin and achayiv certainly hold Levim achayiv. I'm saying those who all, which is Riach Mizake, those who are kind of a potter, why don't they pat the Levium too? Levium should also be off the hook. No.
That's right.
We learned Afyoimi, he can just ask the question and move on. It should apply, well, Noshim Apturim. They went through the Yamsuf. Yeah, I hear. So it must mean all the Shvatim that passed through the Yamsuf, I guess.
Well, how does under 20 Daven Musaf?
How does under 20 daven musif? You have to remember, it said that with teveya him, we're just not mamashkin him. So he's really chayiv. We just don't take a mashkin under 20. Meshevi shtei saris, he's chayiv, just we don't take a mashkin.
But under 20.
So it's good.
But under 20.
Over 20, we take a mashkin. Because he's mechoyiv. See, a woman is not mechoyiv. But if she gives, she's allowed to give. Under 20, with teveya him. We want him to give. He's more than a isha. Just that, we don't take a mashkin from him. As it was saying, so it's a higher level of chiyuv than the nashim.
Okay.
Knesset says that Levim, according to
Oscar brings from Chaim Kanievsky
that Levim apata.
Levim apata Yashkaya. Okay, good, good. I mean, this is anyway, Dr. Mishnah. Somebody asked me before, how do I know it applies to women too? It's from here. Now women, even though they're not obligated, but if they give, we're makabel. A guy, they can't chip into the carbon. We don't accept from Goyim these types of carbon. A carbon oilo we do accept from Goyim, but these carbonists we don't accept from Goyim. Anything that's donated, we makabel from Goyim. How do you know that Goyim could bring carbonists? The Gemara bring a darshan, but Shlomo HaMelech, when he incorporated the Beis Hamikdash, he made his big speech. He said that Umas Olam should also come, and little did he know that the Arabs are going to take him literally, and you know, and go up to the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein Mefurish Ayidei Ezra Shenemar. Ezra said there were Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, the Kutim, who wanted to be part of building the Beis Hamikdash. Now they really did it for nefarious reasons. They really wanted to be part of it and sabotage it. So he said, "Loy lachem v'lanu liv nois beis alakenu." He said, "Goyim, you have no part in building the Beis Hamikdash." That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two: Elu shechayavim bekalbain. What's a kalbain? There's always a surcharge, right? So when you give a matzis hashekel, there's a surcharge called a kalbain. A kalbain, well, machlaik is if it's a daraisa or a drabanan, you have to give an extra ma. Ma is an extra 32 prutis, an extra eighth of a matzis hashekel. With the matzis hashekel, there was a surcharge of a little bit, and the poshup shan de gemara is that that was done to take care of expenses, of the banker's expenses. So they machayiv a kalbain, but they're limited. You only chayiv a kolbein if you're obligated to give matzah shekel. The voluntary people, we're not going to make them pay a surcharge. So the Mishnah says, "Elu shechayavim bekolbein, levim Yisraelim gerim avadim shucharim, avaloi kainim noshim avadim uktanim." Anybody who gives voluntarily does not have to give this extra surcharge. Hashekel al yidei kain, al yidei isha, al yidei avad, al yidei kat. Potter, someone who gives for a child, al yidei him is bishvil. You give for one of them, even Yisrael is giving for his wife or his child, is potter from the kalbain. If you go to the banker, and instead of giving him two matzis hashekels, you give him one shekel for both, only one charge, or may arim a base kablonis. Hanoisin sela, what's a sela?
Shekel.
Sela is a shekel. Okay, sela is synonymous with a shekel. But shekel is sometimes used for chatzis shekels. A nice shell of a neutral shekel. Someone's giving a seller taking change. The collectors come around. You give him a dollar, take back half a dollar. So chayiv shtei kalbainais. He's chayiv two kalbain. I don't know if you noticed, there's one guy who goes around collecting here in shul. If you ask him for change of a 20, he charges a kalbain. You ever notice him? You know what I'm talking about? If you ask him for change of a big bill, he doesn't give you small change, just gives you $19 or $9. When he comes around, I make sure to have my quarter ready, because he's the guy who owned the grocery on Taravadas's corner, Marty, remember? So he charges, he's a lamdin, he charges a kalbain. You want to charge him a 20? He gives you, he doesn't give you the 75 cents, you know? So anyway, somebody who gives, if you give normally, one kalbain. If you're changing, so an extra kalbain. A transaction fee. Hashaykal ayidei ani ayidei shcheinai ayidei ben irai. Potter, if you're giving for a poor person, giving for your neighbor, you're giving for someone else, you're potter. Imhilvan chayiv. If you're lending them the money, so they have to pay the kalbain, they'll pay you back. But if you have someone who can't afford it, and you're paying for him, so we waive the surcharge for you. Ha'achim v'ashutvim chashachayavim bekalbain. Peturim and Maisa Behema. Shutfim don't have to give Maisa Behema. When Shutfim give, if they're Shutfim, they're true Shutfim in the money, then the Chaya Bekalbay.
What's the Mekar for this?
What?
What's the Mekar for the
for which Kalbay? The Maiser?
For the Kalbay.
So the Gemara have a Machlaikis if Kalbay is the Raisa, or if the Rabbanan mm-hmm. added the surcharge to cover expenses. The Gemara will talk about it. Kshechayovim b'maisa b'hema p'turim in a Kalbay. Shutvim, who give a shekel, don't have to, who give a seller, full seller, don't have to pay a Kalbay, because the Shutvim are entitled to give a seller, that's what they're supposed to give, and it was easier for the bankers to just get the whole seller. Kamu kalboy ma kesef di remeh chamim chatzi ma. A ma is 32 prutis, and I can try to get you to memorize all these 32 prutis, and that's the extra amount. It's an extra one eighth.
Or is there?
And the chachamim say chatzi ma that it's a 16th. Now the Gemara goes on the beginning of the Mishnah. Beginning of the Mishnah talked about ketanim lashem and avadim afal pishamru. Even though they said eimem ashkenin. Noshim Avadim are allowed to give. Holotvaya ain't Taivin. It sounds like they're allowed to give, but we don't ask them to give. Hochatam are Taivin, Hochatam ain't Taivin. The previous Gemara brought a raya that we do ask a child under 20. And here it's saying that if they give, they give, but we don't ask them. Kam b'shevi beisaris, kam shalayhevi beisaris. Same teretz as before. If he brought shteisaris, I don't know exactly how they knew which child brought shteisaris and which didn't, but if they knew, then they knew. Hanachri v'hakuti. The Mishnah put kuti with nachri. I have to tell you a little bit of history. Who are the kutim? Well, today we use kuti for guy. In Mishnayis, the kuti are people that lived on an island in the Mediterranean.
Kuta.
Could be, what's the name of that? Crete. In the island of Crete. And when the 10 Shvatim were sent to Golus, the kutim were moved into Eretz Yisrael. The kutim in Eretz Yisrael were attacked by lions, and they were Megayer. They felt the Megayer, the lions won't attack them. Zamachloikis, if Kutim Geri Emesayim, or Kutim Geri Arayesayim, if the Geris is real, the Amachloikis is in the Mishnayis. In the time of the Amayroim, it became clear that they weren't sincere. But in the Mishnah, Kutim sometimes means Jews who are Kutim, and sometimes means Goyim. What about the Yerushalmi? What does Yerushalmi say about Kutim? So the Gemara says, Omer of Ba, Tefote kamandiyama kuti kenachri. This Mishnah says nachri v'kuti is going to like the mandiyamar. Kuti is like a guy. This palgin, because the adamach like is kuti kenachri divi rabbi. Shemin galiyalai makuti ki yisrael l'chol davar. So just like in the Bavli, the machlaikis is of kuti geirei emes or not. Here there's a machlaikis kuti kagai or kuti ki yisrael.
Who's bachma? Who's bachma in this case?
It depends what the kuti wants.
Depends what he wants.
Okay. Amr Abelaza, Mastisim Benachrim, Habakutim Lai. He said the word Kutim doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Vitani Kane, Odom L'Rabbi Sisagerim. A ger is allowed to bring a carbon. Mikem Lohitzias Hamumrim. An Apikairis is not allowed to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine, a guy is allowed to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash if he believes in God. Apikairis is not allowed to. Mastisim Pligi Al Rebbe Lazar. It says in the Rabbi Loza said that by Kutim, that Amish, that doesn't apply to Kutim. It says, who's that talking about? The Mishnah says you don't bring the carbon for having a new baby. We're not talking about Goyim. Goyim don't bring a carbon when they have a baby. Ella, Reisha Benachrim, Sefer Bekutim. When you talk about Goyim, so you talk about Goyim don't bring a Masses HaShekel. When you talk about Kinei Zavim V'Zavais, it's talking about Kutim, and we're saying, Keinu Reisha V'Nachrim V'Sefer B'Kutim. We mean Kutim that are Geirei Yisrael, Geirei MS, and we're not Mekabel, they're Apikarsim, we're not Mekabel, Karbonis from them. So here, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, based on the sugya, if you're allowed to accept money from a guy. There was a gezeira not to accept tzedakah money for aniyim from guy. Not to accept. Not to ask for tzedakah from guyim. If a guy gives, him neidak shalom, we take it. But an exception is a beis haknesses. A shul is allowed to take money from guyim. Because since in the beis hamigdash, the guyim gave nedavis. So therefore, in shuls, in a basic nesus, or a migdash mat, we're allowed to take donations from Goyim, and if anybody knows a guy who's willing, we're perfectly ready to be Mekayim.
But it is about Machlokes by yeshivas.
The Panovich Rav got a big donation from a guy, so he used it for the bathrooms. That's what they say. So he used it for the bathrooms and
The gym.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the gym is holy. Don't start up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, betchila ein mekabel mehem loydav. Betchila, when you're building the Beis Hamikdash, ein mekabel mehem. You don't take from Goyim, loydavim esuyim, loydavim sheinim esuyim. Now let me explain this. Davim esuyim means, let's say he donates a chandelier. So that's a bezayin. Yeah, in the shul, everyone will say, on the basis of it, say, oh, that this guy gave. So davim esuyim, you certainly don't want to take. Davim sheinim esuyim is he donates, Rashi said, the first thing like salt. You have salt in the basin, big deal. Who's going to talk about salt? So, when you're building the Beis HaMikdash, you don't accept anything from Goyim. Why? Ezra didn't want to accept it. Once the shul is standing, and you're running the shul, you're allowed to, or the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to take things that help run if it's not Mesuyim. If it's Dovah Mesuyim, everyone's going to look at it and say the guy gave it. We're not Mekabel. Shem Melakish Shomer, Bein Betchila, Bein Besaif. Ein Mekabel Mehem. Leidava Mesuyim, Leidava Sheina Mesuyim. Rishim Melakish says, Nah, Mesis and Polagal, Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah seems to argue with Rabbi Yechanan. It says, Ein, I don't know if there are two Eins. Ein Mekabel Mehem, Hegdish, Unidava Lebedek Habayis. We don't accept from them, that's like Rish Lakish. Pasalah, Bein Betchila, Bein Besaif. Ovova, Dava Mesuyim. Yechanan will have to say it means a davar mesuyim you don't accept from them. Rav Shem Melakish Shomer Bein Bechila Bein Besayif Ein Mekabel Mehem Loy Davar Mesuyim V'Chula. All right, Rav Shem Melakish will come back to, I guess, tomorrow. So again, we're in the middle of the Machlokes. Rav Shem Melakish, it will mekabel from them or not mekabel from them in the Beis HaMikdash.